This one's on anyway. Okay.
Okay. Good morning, y'all. Okay, we'll discuss about holidaying or traveling without dominion. It's a very interesting shaila, although it's not too negeya maisa here. It's just after the holiday season. But I suppose it can be negeya with regards to, well, it's Elul, it's a time to do tshuva. So whether one's done wrong or not. So perhaps we can just go into the sugi also. It can be negeya to any travel that one goes to a place where, even for the day, where there won't be any minyan. So is there an issa or is it fine? So perhaps I think we'll start with the sugya in Reish Mem Ches, in Siman Reish Mem Ches in Hilchos Shabbos. There it's discussed about embarking on a ship, on a voyage, before Shabbos, although you'll be coming to Isurim during Shabbos. So it's brought down the following. Mutan hafik besvina fele barem Shabbos, im hayrech edvar mitzvah. Now the various Isurim, there are about five different reasons in the Rishonim as to why one cannot actually embark on a ship on Shabbos. So the various different reasons. Amidst the reasons is that if one goes on Shabbos, then we're dealing with Chilul Shabbos. That means the Yidden will have to, either the Goyim will do it for the Yidden, or the Yidden themselves will do Chilul Shabbos, tying the sails, whatever is involved in the Chilul Shabbos. And because of that, one can only go before Shabbos, but not only before Shabbos, one can go Lidvar Mitzvah. If it's Lidvar Mitzvah, if one is going for the purpose of a Mitzvah, then one can go on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Even Friday one can go. But if it's not Lidvar Mitzvah, if it's Lidvar Rishus, just going on a cruise, so the halach is one can only go on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. According to others on Wednesday, and they're gone, but others, the 3-day period before Shabbos, one mustn't. Why is that? Because one is allowing oneself into a situation where inevitably one will do Chilul Shabbos. Why will one do Chilul Shabbos? Because it's Pikuach Nefesh. That means on Shabbos, you enter a situation where there will be Chilul Shabbos due to the fact because it will be Pikuach Nefesh not to be Mechallel Shabbos. So we're dealing with a case where you're leaving early, but inevitably it's going to come to Chilul Shabbos. On Shabbos, you'll have to do Chilul Shabbos due to the fact because it'll be warranted due to the fact because we're dealing with the Makom Sekana then. So what's enough commitment between the 3 days or the 3-day period? The answer is the following. When it's 3 days after Shabbos, so the 3-day period after Shabbos belonged to the Shabbos before. But the 3-day period from the Wednesday belonged to the Shabbos, to the future Shabbos. The Chunaranana, the Kleina Lechunaranana, that's where we start. So the din is, according to most, the idea is it's an Issa Drabbanan for one to let one, that means you're supposed to be doyeg, you're supposed to be concerned about any Chilul Shabbos from Wednesday, which is from Tuesday night. One has to worry about not coming to any Chilul Shabbos. Up until that stage, you don't need to be concerned about the Chilul Shabbos. You just do whatever you have to do, and then should you go ahead and put yourself, should you be in a matzav where you'll be Mechallel Shabbos, then you have a heter for that time. You have an announce to be Mechallel Shabbos. Because otherwise, Pikuach Nefesh, it could capsize, all sorts of things could happen. You're right in the sea, amidst pirates, whatever it may be. Whatever, you're in a Mokim Masukim.
No.
Yeah, well, it depends when. There could be certain parts that there are. I just read up not so long ago that there are certain dangers at the sea. But in any event, come on, let's just talk about the principle. The actual principle is that up until Tuesday night, there is no prohibition for someone to let oneself into a matzav where one will come to Chilul Shabbos. Inevitably, one will come to Chilul Shabbos, even so one can. And that's only up until the 3-day period. Once one is in the 3-day period, if it's not a Dvar Mitzvah, then one cannot. And the reason being is because once one is in the 3-day period, then one already has to be doyeg, one has to be concerned not to come to any Chilul Shabbos. Now we're dealing even with Vaday Chilul. I'm sorry? Yeah. Yeah, so there could be issues. There could be issues of Tchumen and so on. If the cruise is overwhelmingly non-Jewish, then the Chayyad Menachos are being done for the non-Jewish passengers. So then it would be permitted. Before Shabbos, yeah, but on Shabbos there could be a problem of Tchumen. There could be a problem of Tchumen. Yeah.
There's a lot involved in what you said, anyway, bringing the same
Right. Yeah, but it's a question of the Goyim doing Chilul Shabbos for the Yidden. Yeah, so then it depends as to whether most of the passengers are Yidden or if most of the passengers are Goyim. Now, in Sif Dana, then the Ramah brings it in Sif Aleph, there it says that even B'mokim Sheitzarech HaYisrael Lasa HaKach Menocha V'Shabbos Lo'ilech HaSfina, then we're dealing with Chilul Shabbos, that means we know that he will be doing Chilul Shabbos. When Sif Dana says that we're dealing with a Shiara, you're going on a group together, a caravan, and HaKol Yoidim, Shem Tzrichim Lechal HaShabbos, Ki B'Pnei HaSakona Lo Yuchlu La'akev B'Midbar V'Shabbos Levadom. So then in that case, again, the three-day principle clicks in. 3 days before Shabbos, Asurim Lotzeis, V'Yom Rishon Sheni and Shlishi, Mutar Lotzeis. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham. That's based on the Rivash. The Rivash takes it from the Baal HaMoed. It's based on the Baal HaMoed. That's considered, if it's within the three-day period, it's considered Masna Lechal HaShabbos. It's considered as if you're knowingly, you're, so to speak, it's conditioned that you're going to be Machal on the Shabbos. Whilst in a case where it's before the 3 day period, then we're not thinking of the Shabbos. The Shabbos isn't actually in our minds as yet, and therefore in such a case it'll be permitted.
But even if the trip was 7 days or 10 days?
Yeah, it makes no difference. The Magen Avraham brings from the Marival and the Radvaza both say that we're dealing only with a question of the chashash chilul Shabbos. But if it's a vaday chilul Shabbos, then one shouldn't go ahead with this, because he says that in such a case, it would be an issur to put oneself into a matzav when one will come to a vaday chilul Shabbos. But in any event, but the Rivash says clearly, even a vaday chilul, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that even a vaday chilul, one would be able to. It could be also, it's based on the Gemara, the Chassidim Rishonim. The Gemara says the Chassidim Rishonim used to be, They wouldn't be meshamesh mitaseim, only they wouldn't be meshamesh mitaseim b'Revi b'Shabbos, in order they shouldn't come to Chilul Shabbos. So in any event, you see that there is an inyan, midas chasidas, that one shouldn't come to Chilul Shabbos, even if it's way before the 3 day period. But it's only mitzad midas chasidas. But if it's not midas chasidas, then strictly speaking, it's permitted. Now the question is, that there's a very important aflo. The aflo says at the beginning of Ksubas, it's quite a well-known aflo. The aflo discusses a case when one is entering into a matzah where one's ba'oinus, meaning one is being mafkia oneself from a certain mitzvah, doing an aveira because one is ba'oinus, onus, oinus rachmana patre, the well-known klau, oinus rachmana patre. But what would be the din in a case where it's a situation of oinus, but you're letting yourself in willingly into this matzah of oinus? Meaning, it's so to speak, an oinus with rotzen. He discusses a case at the beginning of Ksubas, Tznuas Prutzas, but without going into it, he brings rayas that if it's a case where the man is actually onus, but it's such a case where he let himself into this oinus, then in such a case, there's no ptur of oinus. He brings a raya, there's machlekes avod de Shmuel and Rova in a case where someone was ma'anas, a woman, and then towards the end, she agreed, willingly. So it's tchilosa ba'oinas, otherwise known as tchilosa ba'oinas, v'seifa barotzen. Yeah? Tchilosa ba'oinas, it starts off as oinas, v'seifa barotzen. So the Gemara says, according to avod de Shmuel, she's done an issa, of course. And the Rova says that it's okay, why? Maitama yeitza albasha. Yetzah al-Basha. So, and even it's to such an extent where she says that I would have hired him, or whatever, that means it's such a rotzen, but even says Yetzah al-Basha. But really it's, although it's Tchilosa Ba'inas, but Seifa Barotzen, but nonetheless, Seifa Barotzen, it's still permitted. So the Aflah says, why do we need to come on to this time of the Gemara, that Yetzah al-Basha? Pashtas, we're dealing with a situation where the woman is Ba'inas. She's still in the state of Ba'inas. Yet we need to come on to a new reason as to why she's exempt from any einish, and she's fine, is because my taman yetsa albasha, meaning that it's part of it. Why do you need that reason? She's in the state of einas. So the Haflah says that from here you see that even someone that's in the state of einas, but if it's a case where willingly she put herself into a matzav of einas, then she's liable for that. She's liable for that. The whole heter of einas is only when it's pure einas. And the reason is really very simple. Because einas, the ptur of einas, when the Torah says, when we know einas rachmana patre, the known principle einas rachmana patre, the idea is that the Torah exempts you because we know ha'adam b'shvur, for example. For instance, we say ha'adam b'shvur prat la'onus. If someone's compelled, so then he doesn't have the complete rotzen. The complete rotzen isn't actually there. because a man is, he's restricted, he's actually, he's intimidated, he doesn't have the full daya. The full daya is only when it's a pure, when he's willingly going into a situation. If he's, if he has, it's like a lack of bechira, so to speak, and therefore the Torah patters you. Now that's a heterovainus, meaning he's chosa, it's chosa in the maisa avera. That's put into more lomdisha terms, perhaps. It's chosa in the maisa avera by being bainus in a situation of bainus. Whereas, if it's a case where willingly one put oneself into this matzav, so you no longer have this ptura of bainus, because you're not, there's no pure bainus here. Pure bainus means that there's a lack in the maisa avera. The maisa avera is deficient, because it's, you also have your, because you're actually, you couldn't do anything. You couldn't do anything. Right?
This case in Kasupis, why is she putting herself in the matzav of avoidness? It's talking about somebody who's ma'al.
Yeah.
So she was doing nothing wrong.
No,
she wasn't
no.
Machnas herself in the matzav of avoidness.
No, but then after that, then she's, the fact that she's complacent, after that, so now she is honest, she is in a state of honest, the state of honest continues, but due to the fact that she's actually, now she's already willingly happy to be there, so Meina, in such a case, it's Sefer Barotzen, so in such a case, you need a new heter, a new allowance, at Yetzer Albusha, it's part of the Yetzer Albusha, it's still not her own free will. But without that, we would say that she's liable. Why is she liable? Because she put herself, she continues to put herself into such a matzah. I'll just read out what the Haftarah says. Hainu dafka sheretzayin leilovay v'ho'aynas ma'akvay oz mikro'aynas. If it's purely the aynas exclusively, it's just the aynas that's ma'akvim. Avon im be'emes hu einar etz lovay klal. V'afilim lo'y hoy aynas lo'y bo. There it's talking about the case im le'bosi, the beginning of Ksubas. So even if there wouldn't have been an oynus, he wouldn't have come. Loi mikra oynus. And then he brings this raya from the Gemara Ksubas Daf Nun Aleph, where it says, Tchilas ab oynus ha-sefer barotzein, that we hold that according to Avodah Shmuel, it's forbidden. And we don't say that because she's anyhow in a state of oynus, so what's she done, the medinus ratzus, what's she done wrong? She's anyhow in a state of oynus. So he says that the reason is because it's actually an oynus which is accompanied with rotzen, it has no ptura of oynus. So the question is, that there's a Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam says that in a case where someone's Melechas Tzedek, right, we're all familiar with the Melech of Tzedek, not to hunt. Now, what would be the case if someone intended to be Tzad Dogim and Onabi Yodai Tinek? So it's very Machlechas in Gemara Melechas, but we hold they actually potter. You're not liable for it. That's the case where. The case was that he was intending to capture fish, he put his nets down to capture fish, and then ona biyodei tinek, ona biyodei tinek. A tinek, a child, a baby came up.
Live or dead?
Live. Alive. You saved the child. So then we say that you're potter. Why are you potter? Even though you didn't intend for that, you know, it just happened that there was a tinek there, and the tinek came up in the net, and you managed to save the tinek on Shabbos.
And a fish as well.
Even with a fish. Shoma
shetova
tinek miyam. Uperes vetzudel aloisoi, vehel odogim bilvad, potter miklom. Nischaven, the Rambam says the following. I'll read out what the Rambam writes. Nischaven, lahalois dogim. If someone intended being mala dogim, vehelo dogim v'tinok, and he was mala both fish and a tinok, and a child, potur. Afinu loy shoma shetova, even if he never even knew about the child. He never knew about the child bechlal. But even so, if he's mala the tinok, then he'll be potur. Hoyel vehelo tinok im adogim, potur.
Because.
Yeah, he'll be potter from the Tzedek Dogim. It means he's come away from any prohibition of Shabbos. Any issue of Shabbos, he's exempt, he's potter.
He didn't know.
He didn't even know about the tinnik. He didn't even know about the tinnik at all. But even so, because Seif Dova, what happened here? A tinnik came up, and he saved the tinnik. So therefore, and he had right to save the tinnik. But even without him knowing, the din is he'll be potter.
He'd be allowed now to eat the fish as well.
Yeah, sure, because there's no Issa. It's based on the Gemara Menachas Samach Tanna. Yeah. It's Kiddum and Shemaim, they saved him, you know, from the Chiyuv Skina. I'm sorry?
Is he allowed to eat the fish?
Yeah, as mentioned, yeah. I can even eat the fish. That means there's no Issa. We're not dealing with any Menachav, with any Chiyuv Shabbos in such a case, because he was Malat Tinek. Because he was Malat Tinek. At the end of the day, he saved a child. So therefore you'll be potter. Now the question is, so here we're dealing with a guy that's a pesheya. He's a machal shalos, but yet he's not liable for the chil shalos due to the fact, because he saved a child. He did something which was mutter. So therefore, because of that, then we'll pat him completely. So that doesn't stim with our klal that we just laid down, the klal that oinus, menuva berotzen. Then we said that in the case where it's oinus and there's rotzen together, then there is no ptur. There is no ptur in such a case. Right? So that means on the one hand, we have in a case, or even take the case of the 3 days, the 3 day principle, that if it's 3 days before Shabbos, so then we said that one cannot go ahead and go on the voyage if it's going to lead inevitably to Chilul Shabbos, even it's going to be a sakona, and it'll be justified, but during that 3 day period one can't enter into such a situation. Before the 3 day though, before the 3 days one is allowed to. Before the 3 days, one is allowed to. So here we see that for Shabbos, for some reason, where you think Shabbos is even more chomer, so there it's actually more kill. That we do it now, even though willingly you're going into a situation which will lead inevitably to chilul Shabbos, even so one is able to. One is able to. And we see also the case of the Rambam, in the case of the Tinnik, in the case of Tzad, that even though he intends purely for the sake of capturing fish, even so he's catching fish, but even so we say that he'll be potter if he's mala Tinnik. So what's the difference between the two? So the answer is the following. The chayin is a chiluk between the case of pikuach nefesh or in the case of oinus. That means we were discussing Shabbos, what's the allowance of Shabbos? For example, in the case of tinek, or the case of the child that comes up in the net. So what's the heter there? Is it a case because of oinus or is it a case of pikuach nefesh that you'd be allowed to do such a thing? It's pikuach nefesh, right? In the case of Shabbos, the reason why you'd be allowed to go ahead and capture and bring up the child, save the child, is due to pikuach nefesh. Even if willingly you're only too happy to do it, then certainly it's meritorious to go ahead and do such a thing. That means there's a special head of pikuach nefesh, v'chai b'menei shialos, but it makes no difference, hutra, d'chuya, whatever it may be. But there is an allowance that pikuach nefesh is hutra by Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, pikuach nefesh, it's not one of the three kodon averus. When you horg v'yavai, Shabbos it says v'chai b'menei shialos, one can go ahead, and for reasons of pikuach nefesh, one can be mechal Shabbos. When it comes to oinus, though, there the ptur, when it's something where it's not mitzad pikuach nefesh, it's purely mitzad oinus. For example, a classical case would be one's going away before a shana, and he won't have a shofar to the place where he's going. He's going to a certain far-flung island, and he won't have a shofar there. So that means he's going into a matzav, where during Rosh Hashanah, when it comes, by the time Rosh Hashanah arrives, there is no shofar there, so he is onus. But yet, because the ptur is purely oinus, on an oinus basis, so therefore the fact that he allowed himself to go into such a matzav, that's already oinus together with rotzen. That's the haflo that we said that he'll be held liable. Why will he be held liable? Because it's not purely oinus. He's willingly, he's only out to do it, and he's happy. He's only too happy to do it. So in such a case, the ptur of oinus doesn't apply. Whereas in the case of Shabbos, if the ptur is due to pikuach nefesh, so if it's due to pikuach nefesh, so there it doesn't make a difference, even if you went into it happily, and you were happy to be mechal Shabbos, but pikuach nefesh has an allowance. Here, the ptur isn't oinus, the ptur is pikuach nefesh. So pikuach nefesh is a different principle altogether. And that's why there's a difference between, in the case of oinus, there one has to make sure that it's purely oinus, it has to be exclusively oinus, whereas in the case of pikuach nefesh, there makes no difference. Even if willingly, like we said, the case before the 3 day period, so long as before the 3 day period one entered in a situation where inevitably one will be mechal Shabbos due to reasons of pikuach nefesh, one has a heter. That's fine. Because it's not, the heter isn't the category of oinus, the heter is pikuach nefesh. And that's actually. Oh, so we're coming to that. Now that's really. So that's why, for example, what would one say? Going to a place, our case of shofar, going to a place where Rosh Hashanah one won't have a shofar. So then, what's the heter there? Oinus. It's only oinus. There's no pikuach nefesh involved, it's only oinus. In such a case, there's actually no ptur, even if it's way before the 3 day period. But if it's only if the ptur is going to be oinus, that's what one has to judge. If the ptur is going to be oinus, then you have to make sure it's exclusively oinus. Whereas if the ptur is pikuach nefesh, then there's a heter that even if one goes willingly, or like we said, the dvar mitzvah, one can even go on Friday, although one knows one will come inevitably to chil the Shabbos, even so, one is allowed to, because pikuach nefesh is a heter. It's not oinus, it's pikuach nefesh. That's why there's a very interesting Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi in Parshas Shmos, Amayei Delekim. So there the Beis Halevi says that in the case of doctors, secular doctors, he says, that one should dafka, what would one say if one has a choice of either using a secular doctor to be mechal Shabbos or to use a frum person, a shemit Torah mitzvah? So the Beis Halevi says that one should actually only use someone that shemit Torah mitzvah. That's what Beis Halevi writes. Why? Because he says that in the case of the secular doctor, when any man could be mechal Shabbos, so he would be liable for Chilul Shabbos, even though he's doing it for the sake of Pekuach Nefesh. That's what Beis Halevi writes. So he says, rather use Dafka Hashem and Torah Mitzvah. According to what we've said here, it's actually not so. Because it depends on what we're dealing with. If we're dealing with Shabbos, which has an allowance of Pekuach Nefesh, the Het of Pekuach Nefesh, so there, even if it's Barotzen, if it would be, then even so it would be allowed. If it would be a case of Oynes, the Ptur would be a case of Oynes. So then it would be like the Beis Halevi says, that there's a difference between if it's Einas with Rotzen, or if it's purely Einas. If it's purely Einas, one is Potter. Whereas if it's Einas with Rotzen, then there's no exemption. There's no, the exemption of Einas isn't given in such a case.
What do you mean Rotzen?
Rotzen means one would willingly go ahead and be Mechal Shabbos, for example. Yeah? So in the case of Shabbos, we said that there, the Heter is not actually Oynes, then that is Pekuach Nefesh. So meaning in such a case, even if we're dealing with someone that would anyhow be Mechal Shabbos, Bishot Nefesh, unfortunately, this guy is a secular Jew, and he'd be Mechal Shabbos in any event, but even so, because the Ptur is Pekuach Nefesh rather than Oynes, so meaning it makes no difference as to whether the one doing the Mechal Shabbos is a Shemit Torah Mitzvah, or someone that's not Shemit Torah Mitzvah, because here in the case of Shabbos, it's Pekuach Nefesh that's Het and not Oynes. Not Oynes. So now, coming to our case, where we're dealing with going to a place where there'll be no minyan. So if one's going to a place where there'll be no minyan, so what would you say? What's a matir here? Is a matir Pekuach Nefesh, or is a matir Oynes? What would you say? No, I think it would be Oynes, wouldn't it? I'm sorry?
What's the Pekuach Nefesh?
There's no Pekuach Nefesh, exactly. There's no Pekuach Nefesh.
The
Oynes is that once one is already in a certain position where there's no shul there, so that means one's entered into a situation where by the time Shacharis comes, let's just for argument's sake, we're not dealing with a case where someone needs to daven mincha, and he has a chiyuv to daven mincha now with a minyan, and now he's going away. Let's talk about a case where it's before the zman mincha. Yeah? Oh, exactly. So that's exactly what we're dealing with here. So here we're talking about a case where someone goes away, let's say he goes away in the morning after Shacharis, and Mincha Marim, inevitably there won't be a minyan there. So that's the final case of Oynes. It's certainly not Pekuach Nefesh, it's a case of Oynes. Once one is in the actual place, then you're in a situation where there is no minyan. And because of that, he'll have to daven b'chidus. It's only he's putting himself into such a matzav of Oynes. According to what we've said, in a case of Oynes, where it's accompanied with Rotzen, there's no Heter whatsoever. If it would be Pekuach Nefesh, that due to reasons of Pekuach Nefesh, he wouldn't be able to daven the minyan, that would be different. But here we're dealing with a case where it's not due to Pekuach Nefesh, it's due to an Oynes. That means now that the time of Mincha has arrived, he's in a situation where he's unable to daven the minyan. So in the case of Oynes, we just said, if willingly he put himself into such a matzah, then there's no Ptur in such a case. So according to that,
there should be a difference between him putting himself in a matzah of Oynes where he's doing an Avera,
yeah,
and putting himself in a matzah where he doesn't have a minyan. He can still daven, right?
Yeah, correct.
There's
a chiyuv for him. Generally, a person has a chiyuv to daven with a minyan.
He's not putting himself into matzah where he's doing an avera. That's much more chomer.
True. Yeah. Enach nama. But I'm saying, it is an avera. It's an avera not to be davening with a minyan when you can.
How bad an avera is it?
It's less. You're right.
It's not. I mean, you can still daven. You can still be mekayim all the crisis and the drop on the tefillah.
Enach nama.
It just doesn't have the mile of tefillah b'tzibur.
True. Look, there is an infringement. There is an infringement, though. Yeah. And enach nami. It's minor. Yeah. That's what you're saying. Yeah. Enach nama. Look, one could be doichet eshtikel and say the following. There's an interesting din, which is unique here, and I think in the case of Tilis Yidayim, where Chazal patted the person from davening with a minyan, if it's 4 minyan, then he has to, if it's going ahead, he's then out traveling there, then he has to go 4 minyan, up until 4 minyan, or back 1 mil. If it's more than that, then one doesn't need to. Now, generally we say that there's no such allowance that one can be over the Issur Drabanan, we're dealing with an Issur Drabanan, and if one doesn't need to travel any further, then one doesn't say one is allowed to go ahead and be over the Issur. We don't find such a thing. But so Rav Moshe explains... It would be the same thing. You'd work out according to the 18 minutes. So now, in the Tiferes Yadayim, you find a similar thing. One needs to go ahead and look for any water. So again, you have the 4 minute and the 1 minute principle, the same thing. So Rav Moshe writes, because in the case of Tefillah B'Tzibur, there we're dealing, I think it's similar to what you were saying, that really we're dealing with someone that's davening anyhow. It's only that Tefillah B'Tzibur that we're dealing with. So there, Chazal parted you from going ahead and starting to travel beyond, if it's beyond the meal, out of your way, then you wouldn't need to. The Tefillah B'Tzibur also, one could theoretically eat if it's with a mapo, you can go ahead and make sure that your hands aren't... contacting the food, and therefore in such a case, so therefore Chazal, so to speak, they released you from the chiyuv on the Tefillah B'Tzibur or davening with a minyan in the case where you'd have to go out of your way beyond the 1 mil. So you see, it could well be, and this is what Zalman Chaim Goldberg once said, that it could be, I actually saw it printed in Alicha Shleimer today, it's printed there, that Chazal, the reason why one would be potter from a minyan in the case where one finds himself away from the 1 mil or 4 mil radius is because, it's not because then you're honest. It could be that melechatchila Chazal will never mechayiv you. That means it's not because you're in a state of oinus that you're potter. Melechatchila, when Chazal will mechayiv a person to dumb the minyan, so then they gave certain, they laid down the law, they said that in a case where it's up until 4 million or a mil, you're mechayiv to daven with the minyan. If it's beyond that, then we're not mechayiv to daven with the minyan melechatchina. So maybe you're going ahead and you're putting yourself into a situation where not that you'll be an oinus, but you'll be in a situation where there is no mitzvah to daven with the minyan. So it could be that would be slightly different. It could be that would be slightly different. It's interesting. You hear what I'm saying? There's a difference between... Yeah. So it could be that means you're putting yourself into a matzav where melechatchila there was no chiyuv. Not mitzad oynes, melechatchila there will be no chiyuv. But pashtus, I'm saying without that, it's basically you're putting yourself into a matzav of an oynes where in actuality there wouldn't be then the ptur because it's manuva berotzen, meaning it's accompanied with rotzen, and therefore you wouldn't have the heter. There is an interesting, the Shevet HaLevi says, that in the case, he says, Poshut Beinai, Dim Naisim Rak the Tanug Ba'alma, if you're only journeying for reasons of Tanug, of just pure pleasure, the Issaka Avda. Because he says, Beima Se, Beima Laisa, the Raisa, the Rabbanon, one can't put oneself into a matzav, where Achakach Tidoche or Issur, or that you'll be put from the mitzvah. And then he said, because Yimavatlo Kedush Hashem, and then he says, if it's shleida tzorech, if there's some sort of tzorech, then one can justify it. But if there's no tzorech at all, meaning one could just as well go ahead and to a place where there would be a minyan, then it would be wrong to put oneself into a matzav. I'm saying, based on what we said, we understand why. Based on you're putting yourself into a matzav where there wouldn't be, where you'd be without the minyan, so then it would be forbidden. Then he says that the shayal asked him that there are certain tzaddikim, admirim, that used to travel to places where there's no minyan. So he says, "Hatzadikim shikosav kavoda." He says, "Ulai hoylem eiz a tam hogun api halacha, ul refuah okay gav the minyan that was a tzayach to go ahead and do so." But otherwise, emi ba'amel shleil tzayach klan. He says, "If we're dealing with a case where it's shleil tzayach, so he says, mitzadikim kaila leishemana." So he says, such tzadikim, we don't know of such tzadikim that went to places where, for without any tzayach, without any necessity, they went ahead and davened in places where there wouldn't be a minyan. So he says, mitzadikim kaila leishemana. So the thing is that, so we do see, I'm saying, based on what we said, if it's a case of, if it would be a case where the ptur would be pikuach nefesh, that's when one has to judge it. If it would be a case where the ptur would be based on pikuach nefesh, then in such a case, one would have a heter. Even if it would be willingly putting oneself into a matzav of, where inevitably on Shabbos one would be in a matzav of pikuach nefesh, it would be allowed, because pikuach nefesh is a heter. So long as it's before the 3-day period, or the tzorech mitzvah, even within the 3-day period, it's mutter. Whereas, if it's a case where the ptur is purely oinus, then in that case one has to make sure that it's actually purely oinus, and therefore in the case where there wouldn't be any oinus, then there wouldn't be a ptur. So unless it's a tzorech, if there's a real tzorech, then one needs to go to a place which is secluded totally, but then the chayda wouldn't be a heter, Unless, of course, we say the chiluk between a case where the p'tur is mitzad oinus, and here the p'tur may be mitzad lechatchina, chazal whenever mechayvim. But pashtus is mitzad oinus, and therefore in such a case, it wouldn't be justified if someone could just as well go to a place where there would be a minyan, just as well. So he has the equal choice. In such a case, lechaya, it can't be justified based on what we said, because putting oneself into a matzah where one will be in a state of oinus wouldn't be a p'tur based on the flaw that we said in the Yeshivas Yisrael, that in a case where it's oinus, it has to be exclusively oinus, and it cannot be oinus with rotzen together, that would be, in that case, there wouldn't be any p'tur of oinus at all.